So if you're a woman who's single, who's struggling in dating, and you don't know what you're doing wrong, you're that full package woman that achieved everything she wanted, and you're looking for answers and seeking, why are you attracting these men who are ghosting you, who are not pursuing you, or maybe you're attracting men who are weak and you don't respect? Listen up, because EFP is the answer to all of your troubles. So what is EFP? EFP stands for Embodied Feminine Polarity. It's a principle, a mechanism that I've developed to help single successful women like you attract committed masculine men. It's a whole process that I use in my claim program that women sign up for and go through so that they can completely shift and transform and live in this amazing new reality of great men and amazing relationships. So if you're a woman who's single, who's struggling in dating, and you don't know what you're doing wrong, you're that full package woman that achieved everything she wanted, and you're looking for answers and seeking, why are you attracting these men who are ghosting you, who are not pursuing you, or maybe you're attracting men who are weak and you don't respect? Listen up, because EFP is the answer to all of your troubles, if I dare to say that. So let's dissect these three unique words: embodied feminine polarity. And where I would like to start is at the end, to first and foremost explain polarity. What I mean by polarity, and this is something that I teach all of my clients right when they start working with me. By polarity, I mean feminine masculine polarity in relationships. And so this is a really trendy subject today. A lot of people talk about it, and there's a lot of misconceptions with it. So when we talk about feminine masculine polarity, it's just a lens through which we view relationships and relationship dynamics. Originally, feminine masculine polarity was talked about and comes from sexual polarity, because in sex, we clearly see that there's the feminine and the masculine, and they interplay with each other. So let me explain first, what is the feminine, what is the masculine? First of all, these polarities act as two distinct poles that attract to each other. Polarity explains, feminine masculine polarity actually explains attraction between men and women. Now, we both have masculine in us and we both have feminine in us, but predominantly most women identify with a feminine essence, so to say, and most men would identify with a masculine essence. So let me explain that. What is the masculine? The masculine is an energy. Think about it as an energy that both women and men have inside of us. So the masculine is all about direction. It's all about go, go, go. It's all about thinking in the head, strategizing. In nature, it's like the mountain, right? It stands unwavering in its presence, right? And the masculine is power. So what is the feminine? The feminine is almost the polar, not almost, it is the polar opposite of the masculine. And again, the feminine, all people have masculine and feminine, but the feminine is all about leaning back and surrendering and receiving. It's all about feeling. It's all about in nature. It's that ocean that overflows everything. It's that chaos. It's also the concept of duality, right? It's night and day, yin and yang, Shiva, Shakti, sun and moon. And it's literally an esoteric term that we human use in order to explain certain things. And we talked about today, we talk about relationships and men and women. And so why I say that women predominantly identify with the feminine essence and men predominantly identify with the masculine is, first of all, we see that in the expression of different genders, men and women, right? So when we talk about men, we see that men are really good at strategy and going forward and, you know, that go, go, go element. Women are also really good at it. But what I'm saying is that to men, it comes a lot more natural than to women. Now, polarity is a completely different subject. For now, I just want you to understand and realize this concept of polarity, and actually your action step is to start observing that in polarity dynamics. There's a lot more depth into why polarity happens and why it works and why men predominantly identify with the masculine essence and women predominantly identify with the feminine essence. And there's so many misconceptions here, right? Like, how am I more feminine? And we'll get to that. How am I more masculine? Women are like, I'm too much in my masculine, whatever. For now, just know, if you are attracted to men who are ambitious, driven, who have that strong energy that you can rely and trust, and you can't help yourself but surrender, you are attracted to a masculine man, right? A man who will hold you by the hand and lead you to where you can't lead yourself. All feminine essence women want to be pursued and courted and taken. It's that energy of a ravisher. We want to be thrown. That's what I was telling in the beginning, right? It stems from sexual polarity. When you have sex with a man, you know, you are literally penetrated. And for you to have amazing sex, you have to be able to completely let go and trust your man. So translate that into relationships and into your dating, right? You have to completely relax and let go, and for men to start pursuing you and chasing you. I have a lot of other content on my YouTube channel and on the podcast and writing that I've done around that. So, and also I want to ask you a question. So number one, if you are attracted to this type of a man that is driven, that is ambitious, that you want him to make the decision and go, and it's super attractive when he's holding strong in that masculine energy, you are a feminine essence woman. Another way, how do you know you're a feminine essence woman, is how do you want to feel right now? I want to ask you, and I'm going to do an exercise with you that I do with all my clients. Take a breath and close your eyes. And feel yourself wherever you're sitting, watching. Just do it together with me. Breathe, and as every time you exhale, just relax your body, relax your shoulders, relax your facial muscles. Feel how your body touches the furniture or the floor. And breathe into your ideal of a relationship in that dating scenario, dating dynamic with a man or in a relationship. And ask yourself this question. Drop this question into the body. Don't think about it. Drop this question into the body. How do you want to feel with a man in a relationship? So keeping your eyes closed, see what comes up for you. You can open your eyes now. When I ask this question to my clients and to all the women that they talk to, most of them say, I want to feel safe. I want to feel taken care of, right? So if you are along those lines and the answers are similar, because I talked to thousands of women, I've asked this question, you are a feminine essence woman, okay? So now that we have identified, we talked about polarity, because remember we talked about the concept EFP, embodied feminine polarity, is the unique tool or the mechanism that will help you shift and transform to attract the man you want. So the first step, polarity, is all about understanding that feminine masculine polarity and that attraction and that pull, that you are a feminine essence woman. That means that you deep down inside, you crave to surrender, to be taken, and not to surrender and taken from like this weak feminine self. A lot of women have misconceptions about that. As I said, polarity is a really deep and complicated subject. I had 5 minutes to explain that to you, but just know that masculine is power, as I described, but that ability and quality of feeling, of surrender, of letting go of control, there's a lot of power in it too. So how I view polarity, feminine masculine, is not superior, inferior, dominant and submission, right? Dominant and submission belongs in the bedroom, not in the relationship. It's all about equal powers coming together, choosing to play these roles in your dating dynamic or in the relationship. So you're a feminine essence woman, we've identified that, and you're attracted to masculine men. Understand this concept of polarity, and your action step, now that you've identified where you are, is to start observing polarity in relationship dynamics, right? In the way that, play with that push and pull from the masculine. Allow the masculine to come at you rather than you texting, you initiating, you calling. Practice leaning back and letting go. So that's the first one, polarity. Now let's talk about the second word, feminine, right? So the feminine comes from that polarity. Now, within that feminine, like a lot of women ask, how do I be more feminine? Like how to be more feminine? Because they understand polarity, right? We work with a lot of women who know what polarity is. And they're trying now to be more feminine, right? Because the problem is today with a lot of successful women is that we run, and I include myself in that, right? We run on masculine engines a lot. What this means is that we go, go, go. We strategize, we achieve goals, we go for it. We stand strong and powerful, right? Feminine is also powerful, but the quality of the feminine it's not really a skill. I mean, you can build it, but know that the feminine, if you are a feminine essence woman and you've answered yes to the question I asked you before about polarity, know that the feminine engines within are already within you. So you actually don't need to work hard to be more feminine. You just need you need to learn perhaps certain tools that allow you for these qualities to come online, right? Every single woman who's a feminine essence woman, and there's a few women out there, maybe about 20% or so, who are masculine essence women. This is not for them. If you're still watching this, you should go watch something else because that's obviously not helpful for you. But if you're a feminine essence woman, you're really good at masculine energy because now we live in a world that actually plays by masculine rules. It's all about, you know, a profit, progress, goals, what's your KPI, how do we measure that, right? And so these are all masculine measurements, right? These are all masculine KPIs. And we, as women, we have to comply if we want to succeed in this masculine world. Now, there's another way to succeed in a feminine way when we talk about feminine leadership and stuff like that, but that's again another video. For now, just know that the feminine qualities are already within you. You just need to allow yourself for them to come forward. And this is where we come to embodiment, which is the key in embodied feminine polarity. And that's why we start with embodied feminine polarity, but I went from the back explaining it to you. I'll tell you one misconception. Hey, girlfriend. Before we continue with this episode, I wanted to jump in real quick and share an important message for you. There's a lot of advice out there about dating and relationships. Books, experts, and gurus, and even your granny has a surefire way to succeed in love. And most of it is complete BS. Well, maybe not so much granny's advice. As you may or may not know, I run a transformational 10-week group coaching program called Claim, just like the podcast, that has helped hundreds of women around the world completely change their dating reality with men, where they go from being frustrated and burnt out to actually enjoying dating and starting to attract some amazing men, men who stand strong in their masculinity, who are confident, who court and pursue you and plan and organize and pay for dates, but who are also emotionally available and are ready and willing and again available for a relationship with you. And I've developed this program with one thing in mind, that you already have everything you need to attract the man in the relationship of your dreams. You don't need to change who you are. You are not broken. You just need to make a few key shifts and they all start from the inside. If you're ready to feel that kind of excitement, ease, and joy in dating and relationships that so many of my clients have experienced and me myself, as you know, I have attracted my masculine men and now have a family with him. I have an invitation for you. Work with me and my team to get on the fast track so you can start seeing big changes in your life ASAP. Go to claim.com/apply to sign up for your free, no-catch discovery call or short interview with a member of my team. This will be your chance to experience our approach firsthand and to ask any personal questions you might have about the program and whether this is a good fit for you. It's also going to be our chance to see if we would be a good fit for you, because we're not in this and I'm not in this for a quick buck, and we don't work just with anyone. We're committed to your success and we want to make sure we can help you to achieve it. The good news is that dating and relationships doesn't have to be this hard. So if you don't want to wait around any longer wondering where are all the good men, if you need an urgent change and are open to receiving personalized help and guidance and want to invest in yourself, then apply for this no catch. There's nothing that you need to give us. It's just a free discovery call for you so you can see whether this is a good fit for you and so they can work on this together. So go to claimed.com/apply. This will take you to a calendar where you can book your call, answer some short questions, and then we shall see you on the other side. All right, now back to the episode. Misconception here is that there's a lot of stuff out there on YouTube, on podcasts, everywhere, on the article. How do I be more feminine? Dress in you know, skirts and dresses to activate your feminine energy, right? Or burn candles or put makeup or spend a lot of more time with women, do creative stuff, do stuff with your hands. So anything that allows you to actually not be in your head, not be at work, strategize and so on and so forth. And while all of that is great, and look, I teach that to 100% as a woman, right? As a woman, I am deeply interested in textures and fashion. Like, as you look at me, right, I wear jewelry, I wear makeup. I am almost obsessed about actually these subjects, right? I love the beauty. The feminine wants to be surrounded by beauty, by textures. There's that pull and desire to create, right? To create life, to create beauty, to just nurture and create. It's within us. However, if you just burn candles all day and wear skirts all day and put on makeup, that's not going to help. That is going to help you just a tiny bit, which is sprinkles on top, to actually be more feminine. That's why I don't like this, like, I need to be more feminine. I would rephrase that. So a hint to you, how can we rephrase that so that you can say, not how do I be more feminine, but how do I get to be more myself as a woman? And that's exactly the work that I do to help women shift and transform so they can attract committed masculine men by allowing themselves to embody their feminine. So there's a big difference between, I'm going to do all these things like burn candles, wear dresses and makeup and stuff and dance and do yoga, and actually I am going to embody my feminine. So let's talk about embody, right? Embodiment. Embodiment is a modality that I use. I'm a feminine embodiment coach. Hello, Anna Rova, feminine embodiment coach. And I have integrated embodiment into this work that I do with women, where every single step or milestone for women as they go through my program and I work with them, we do it through embodiment tools. And today I want to explain that to you and also give you a tool as well, so you can, after watching this video, you can incorporate this into your life, because this changes everything. We work with a lot of women who have tried therapy before, matchmaking, a lot of different relationship programs, affirmations, and all other kinds, read all the relationship books and stuff like that, spent countless hours trying to figure out what they're doing wrong. And they all report that the key missing piece for them to actually have sustainable change, shift and transform and attract great masculine men was embodiment. Why? Embodiment, essentially, what is embodiment, right? It's also a trendy thing right now. Embodiment is a skill that we use to get back to the truth of who we are, in general terms. Embodiment stems from somatic therapy. Somatic therapy is actually proven to be one of the best modalities to heal trauma. And so when we do embodiment, what this actually allows us to do first and foremost is to get out of our head and into our body. It allows a woman to get out of that go, 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 do, 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 out of that workhorse mentality, how I call it, and get into the wild horse mentality there. And by the way, I share a complete four-step committed masculine men formula in my new exclusive training that you'd sign up at claim.com/training, where I explain more about this wild horse, workhorse moment. But going back to embodiment, it allows a woman to learn how to feel again. Embodiment is all about allowing yourself to develop more capacity for your felt senses and what's going on into the body. So many women walk around the world today with so much frozen tension. The body keeps the score. It's not in your head. If you've been trying to figure out what you're doing wrong with men and working through your limiting beliefs and blocks and I don't know what else through your head, affirmations, therapy, all this talk stuff, it's not helping you produce sustainable change. This is why. Because the body keeps the score. Our body literally stores frozen energy, especially when we talk about trauma, for example, pain, hurt, and so on and so forth. So what happens? When something hurtful or painful happens to us, which happens to all of us, what happens is that we suppress and pull down. We don't want to feel. A lot of us use this defense mechanism for numbing ourselves out, like chocolate, alcohol, cigarettes, drugs, and so on and so forth. And sex goes there as well, or going for the high, because I don't want to feel what's going on here because this is too painful and I can't deal with that. When I work with women and I share with them these tools, what this allows is for the body to come back to homeostasis, as we call it, to the natural recalibrations. A lot of recalibration. Animals do it too. In the animal kingdom, you can see a gazelle running around and the tiger is chasing her. And she, like, after, you know, the threat is gone, she has to shake. Now, humans, women, we don't shake, you know. I mean, involuntary, it happens. But humans today, women, let's talk about women, because do not have avenues of expression of quote-unquote negative feelings, which we just labeled as negative. All feelings are actually just feelings. We're so good at being in that happiness trap. Oh, I'm happy and I'm excited. And let me just, and we embody that, right? Like when we're happy, we celebrate something, we're dancing, we're jumping around, right? We're really good at embodying the positive, but we suck at embodying the shit, the negative. And so what this does, what embodiment tools and this modality does for women, it finally allows you for 5 minutes a day, and that's all that's needed, that's all I'm sharing with you today. It's a 5 minutes a day practice that any busy woman can do that allows you to close your eyes, get into your body, and allows your body to just express and release. Release tension, release unwanted emotion, release wanted emotion, just release. And when you do that practice for at least 7 to 14 days consistently, I promise you and I guarantee you that you will start to see results in just the way you start to feel. Now, this is where I start with all of my clients. And after that, of course, when we go into reframing your beliefs around men, when we rediscover your wild woman, when we do magnetism work about attracting what you want and dealing with all these frustrating or challenging dating situations, we do all of that through embodiment. My coaching and my program is all through embodiment because I've seen in my own life and working now with hundreds of clients that without embodiment, and now actually anything that I do with my life in terms of business or career or motherhood or my man or whatever, my husband, I use embodiment. And this is my daily practice to this day, and that's what I teach. And so what I want you to do right now is, after watching this video, to start for 5 minutes a day. I'm going to post below in the description. I'll share with you my playlist. All you have to do, 5 minutes a day, you start on your hands and knees, and I'll share with you an article that I wrote about how to do your feminine flow practice. I call it feminine flow practice. So do it, commit to it for 7 days at least, but the best results you'll see at 14 days. So what you do is 5 minutes a day, start on your hands and knees, you close your eyes, you start breathing, and you move to one song a day. Without thinking about it, just move. And I'll share with you the article in the description and also my playlist that's also in the article that's gonna give you the specific songs that you can move your body to. And please do not underestimate this practice because it's extremely powerful. It will help you get to where you wanna go. So in summary, what is EFP? Embodied Feminine Polarity. Embodied feminine, that's why it's embodied, it's feminine, and it's that polarity, right? This is the answer and the modality. EFP is the answer that helps you as a woman get out of your head into your body, get to know yourself as a woman, because that's what embodiment helps you do. It's helping you getting into the truth of who you are as a woman. It helps you identify and embody your feminine flavor uniquely, that's uniquely yours. You and I can burn the same candles, but you and I will attract completely different men because we are attracted to different masculine flavors. So EFP helps you really get in touch with you, with who you are as a feminine essence woman, and thus attract your committed, healthy, masculine men. So you together can create an amazing relationship. And that's what I have with my husband. And that's why I wish for all of you. So I hope this video was helpful. If it was, please comment below and let me know so I can create more of this stuff for you.